This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's Steve with Cullen today as we get ready for Saints football on Sunday in the ATL. Happy to welcome in now brand manager of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, Mike Conti. How you been, Mike? How's it going today?
Hey, Steve, good to hear your voice again. How have you been?
Hanging in there, man. One question I want to ask you right off the bat. Have you heard any updates of what's going on with the hurricane approaching? Obviously, Florida expected to affect the Atlanta area a little bit, and there's concerns already now. Is there going to be any kind of delay in the Saints game on Sunday in Atlanta against the Falcons?
No, I mean, unless the stadium were damaged, the storm is supposed to be way out of here by then.
Right.
I think they're saying it's going to be out of here by noon on Friday. So unless there was some kind of catastrophe with the stadium being damaged or power not being restored or something like that, I would say if you have plans to come up here this weekend for the game, you should keep them. I would be very, very surprised if anything happened that would cause a delay in the game. Although the local TV weather people are doing their darndest to try to scare the heck out of everyone up here. I will say that.
Yeah, that always seems to happen. I got a message from one of my buddies in Florida was texting me, oh, your game on Sunday might end up getting pushed back or put on Monday. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on?
No, zero talk of that here in Atlanta. Absolutely none. I'm glad to put that rumor to bed right now. No talk of that.
Thank you for debunking that for me. Looking at this Dirty Bird team, man, the Falcons coming in with a new quarterback this year has been all the rage, and obviously didn't look so hot early on, Kirk Cousins, but man, oh man, the fourth quarter of that game against the Eagles and going forward, Kirk Cousins has looked like he's gotten into a little bit of a groove.
Yeah, I think every week he's getting a little healthier. He's getting a little more confident. He was coming off a very serious injury, an Achilles injury that I think the Falcons and Cousins tried their best to downplay in the offseason. They did not play him in the preseason, not a snap. They limited fan access to training camp. The access that we got in the media to training camp was rather basic, and what we saw Kirk Cousins do in training camp looked very routine and ordinary, but we didn't really see him doing much out of the pocket. And I think what we've learned in 3 weeks is that Cousins really still can't work his way out of the pocket, and opposing defenses aren't honoring the possibility of a quarterback sneak or a bootleg, which is one of the reasons why I think they lost the game Sunday night to Kansas City. They had a 3rd-and-1 and a 4th-and-1 late where they were driving for what would have been the game-winning touchdown. And they did not sneak it on either play. And I think Kansas City knew that they would not sneak it on either play because there's still questions about Cousins' mobility. So Zach Robinson, the new offensive coordinator here in Atlanta, Steve, got a lot of criticism after the week 1 loss to Pittsburgh that maybe the offense was too predictable. It was not dynamic enough. He needed to put Cousins under center more. He's done a little bit more of that now, but I think he's a little bit tied up in the limitations that Cousins has with his mobility, and also the fact now that the Falcons are probably going to be without 40% of their starting offensive line on Sunday.
Yeah, we know about those O-line issues here as well. Eric McCoy needing surgery. We had Cesar Ruiz dealing with a knee issue right now. But you mentioned that, obviously, Drew Dahlman out, the center over there as well. So two new starting centers will be in the action on Sunday. And I know what Caleb McGarry is also questionable for this game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he practiced today. That's not usually a good sign. If he can't practice on Wednesday and potentially on Thursday, that doesn't bode well necessarily for Sunday, although, again, some Falcons fans would point to the fact that McGarry has struggled a little bit this year. But it's interesting to me, having watched New Orleans against Philadelphia on Sunday, and obviously having covered these first three Falcons games, this one feels a little bit different to me coming up on Sunday, Steve, because I think the defenses are going to kind of set the tone for this game, as opposed to these battles that we've had in prior years, Breeze versus Ryan, and both teams just moving the ball up and down on each other, and some of the high-scoring games that we've seen in primetime games at the Superdome in recent years. The Falcons' defense is really much improved, and I know so much of the attention outside of Atlanta has been cast upon Kirk Cousins and now Bijan Robinson and Drake London and all these offensive players that the Falcons have used first-round picks on the last couple of years. But Terry Fondo, the Falcons' general manager, was really, really savvy at the end of training camp, being able to move things around and bring in Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons. And this Falcons' defense, for the first time in, I don't know, probably at least 8 years, maybe more, is starting to show the ability to get to the quarterback and be very, very stout against the pass. They've been beaten up a little bit in the run game, but I think part of that has to do with the opponents they have played. Justin Fields and the Pittsburgh Steelers, they were able to run the ball in Atlanta, and I think you guys in New Orleans are aware of the very unique problems that Saquon Barkley can cause, and obviously the Falcons had a lot of issues with that 2 weeks ago in that Monday night game. So to me, it just feels like there is a setup for this to be a much more defensively oriented, lower scoring game than what we are usually accustomed to seeing, Steve, when the Falcons play the Saints. You know me, I mean, I was with you guys in 2006, and I remember in 2006, 2007, these tended to be low-scoring games, especially 2007, when neither the Saints nor the Falcons were very good. I think it's going to feel a lot more like that than some of the shootouts we saw in 20.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
2016 and 2017.
Gotcha. Yeah, you mentioned in that defense. Curious how a guy like Caden Ellis is doing. I know he leads the team in tackles, but stats don't always tell you everything. That doesn't mean, obviously, he's being this dominant force on the team. But just curious how he's been performing, how Ellis has been looking.
I think he's been very good. I think, again, the front seven has done a really, really good job at establishing a pass rush and making the Falcons essentially a very, very difficult team to throw against. There's another element that's kind of in play with this game, too, and it starts defensively for Atlanta. And Caden Ellis didn't say this today, but a couple other players in the open locker room period did on this Falcons defense. That little stunt at the end of the game last January where the Saints went into victory formation and Jameis ran a play and they got a touchdown at the end of the game to kind of run up the score, that has not been forgotten among members of the Falcons defense. And it was mentioned a couple times today. And as if, you know, look, this rivalry has plenty of emotion to begin with. You don't need to manufacture emotion for this rivalry game to be special. But I did think it was interesting to hear a couple defensive players on the Falcons bring that up today. You know, whether it lingers into Sunday, whether it has any kind of effect on what we see, who knows. But I think that's just one more piece of evidence that this is going to be a physical, potentially chippy game. And If it's a physical, chippy game, you would expect Caden Ellis to be right in the middle of it.
Now, if we're talking physical and chippy, if Kirk Cousins is able to, you know, withstand that pocket collapsing, as we all anticipate it doing for both teams, he's got a couple guys in that receiving core that are shining, with the biggest names being Kyle Pitts and Drake London. But right now, the star, and I love to hear it, Darnell Mooney, Tulane local around here, woohoo.
Terry Fontenot knows about those Tulane Green Wave.
He is cooking. 169 on the season so far, leading the team. But here's the real catch. Yards after catch, the big yak that Bobby always likes to talk about. You got Ray-Ray McCloud III with 35, Kyle Pitts at 36, mm-hmm. Drake London at 39, Mooney's at 79.
That's such a great observation by you, and it's absolutely true. I think he's been one of the really pleasant surprises on this offense this year. I think there's been some impatience here in Atlanta. When is Kyle Pitts finally going to show himself to be the top 10 pick that he was a couple years ago? When is it really going to come together for Drake London, and he's going to show himself as the top 10 pick he was a couple years ago? And as you mentioned, they've been solid, but Mooney has really stolen the show. And the yards after catch statistic, I think, is a really, really intelligent thing for you to bring up, because what we have not really seen to this point is Cousins take downfield shots, with one or two exceptions. It feels like Zach Robinson is calling short to intermediate passes. And maybe, again, this is part of the physical limitations that Cousins has right now and his ability or inability to push off. But Mooney being more of a possession receiver who can turn a short to intermediate round into something big has really, really been helpful to the Falcons here in the first 3 weeks. And that was a really big off-season pickup for Terry Fontenot. A lot of the attention went to Rondale Moore, who got hurt in training camp. Mooney has been a very, very pleasant surprise and a great addition to this Falcons offense.
Mikey, definitely be looking forward to this matchup on Sunday. Appreciate your time. Have a good one, and be talking to you soon.
Looking forward to it, guys. As always, good talking to you.
Mike Conti, brand manager of Sports Radio 92.9, The Game in Atlanta. You can check out his stuff there. Also follow my Twitter, @MikeConti929.